Hey everybody, it's John. If I sound a little different, I am working and recording from my new setup in my basement. New equipment, some foam on the walls so that sounds are dampened and that sort of thing. Just testing it out and making sure I get everything, all the settings the way I want them to be. So the more I record down here, the better. But I'll probably be back to the portable microphone relatively soon. I wanted to talk about working smarter. And it's something that's been on my mind a lot lately since I injured my knee and had knee surgery, because that has eaten into my time each day quite a bit. I now have physical therapy two nights a week and have exercises to do two or three times a day. The reality is that it leaves less time for everything else that I was doing. And while I wish I had been kind of jarred into reevaluating some of this stuff in a way other than badly injuring my knee, it has given me an opportunity to kind of rethink how I work on certain things. And I would have to say that I've probably used working hard as more of a crutch than I should have. Brute forcing a problem has always worked pretty well for me, and it's probably something that I'm not going to abandon and I'm going to still do. But the fact of the matter is that there are ways to squeeze more productivity out of yourself other than just working long hours. And that is working smarter. So since I've got less time inherently now, I am looking at ways to try to improve my productivity. And that has included, it's very much a work in process. And I'll be writing probably some more about this in the club newsletter, the monthly log, later this month for Club Mac Stories. But the thing I thought I would focus on for today was just email and task lists. I am pretty bad at email. When I get busy, it's one of the first things that slips, and it gets out of hand very quickly because I get a lot of email. So over the weekend, this past weekend, I went through 1,100 emails and pulled all the tasks out of there. The good thing is that at least I have a system set up that surfaces important things pretty easily. So most of what was in there was junk. I probably came out of it with maybe, I think it was about 16 to 20 tasks from my email of varying degrees of importance. But I got those all out, and I got reference materials into notes, and I got the tasks into Todoist. And I've been able to keep up with it so far, but it's only been a handful of days. So, you know, jury's still out on whether I can make that stick. Todoist, I dove into. I've been trying it for a month or two, and I really like the app, but I hadn't really fully committed to it. So I wasn't really effectively using any task manager until about this past weekend. And that's when I really kind of dove into exactly what it was I could accomplish with Todoist. I do like particularly that it has shared projects, makes it easy, and working with some things with Federico. And those are the two things that I've focused on so far. I've got a lot more to do with this. Part of it's going to be digging in deeper with workflow and other apps. I've started tracking my time a little bit. Not sure how long I'm going to do that. I really don't like doing it, but I do feel like I've got enough different things that I'm working on now that it will be useful to see how long each is taking me and get a better sense for where my time is best spent. So that's it for now. I don't really have any particular tips other than, you know, if you've got an overflowing inbox, just grind through it. I did find using airmail really helpful for this because, you know, you can, I would go through from the newest emails to the oldest ones. And as I found one, say, for some online store that was sending me emails every other day, I would do a quick, first of all, I would unsubscribe. And then second of all, I would do a search for that email address that was sending it and then just mass delete them. So that really helped. I was able to get through things a lot faster because of all the filtering and searching that airmail has to offer. But that's about it. I mean, it's just going through all of it and then trying to stay on top of it. And since I've been injured, I haven't been able to really sit comfortably on the train and write. Can't really sit. I have a brace on my knee, so I have to kind of sit diagonally in the train seat, and I can't really perch my iPad Pro on my lap as well as I used to. So what I've been doing instead is using my iPhone to get a lot of the administrative stuff out of the way while I'm riding the train. Listen to a podcast or some music, go through my email, go through my task lists, that sort of thing. And so that's been working pretty well. It's been keeping me up to date on things. that's about it. You know, as I said, this is just the beginning of the journey. Hopefully I can actually make some progress on the productivity and work a lot smarter than I have been in the past. I'll probably update everybody on it as it progresses.